This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
My favorite thing are people getting completely, they're stunned, they're outraged. They're like, oh, how can he make two mistakes? I'm like, motherfucker, look in the mirror.
He made three, but
that's light work.
this is a controversial
tonight. I want to three short putts.
Controversial episodes so far.
Yes.
Comparing Jesus to Rory McIlroy.
Jesus was Irish. I think we all know that.
Okay. All right. Let's keep on.
No, because Jesus was an optimist. Therefore, could not be Irish.
They both like to drink.
Both like three most overrated like things in the world: crucifixion, parties, and smiling.
All right, welcome to all accent full cast.
I thought it was going to be French accents the whole time. And one minute in, we've gone Irish.
He's going to mix it up, I suspect.
It's fun because I ran out of words speaking French. You know that you do that. You're like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, this is going better than I thought.
Sacre
and you start to try to say something and you're like, I forgot the word for road.
What is the word for road?
I have to go look it up. Rue is road, right? Okay. Street.
Sure.
But like road surface? Like I
asphalt.
Yeah. When you said like, I just
looked up asphalt. It's asphalte. That's what Google says. The only thing on Google I trust anymore is Google Translate.
Yeah, I just don't know if like rue is the word for like where the tires touch, or if rue
or if you
like,
sound like an idiot, you sound like an asshole idiot being like, oh, on the street, moron.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. So when the tires hit the avenue, right? Like right.
So the race car is out there on the driveway.
How far is the NASCAR on the boulevard?
Well, fortunately, most of the time you're talking to somebody who's like, we're just trying to get through it. We're just trying to, like, I got you, right? The same thing you would do to somebody who's like, you know, if somebody comes up to you, like, if a French person was like, yes, when you are driving with the tires touching the boulevard, you'd be like, that's cute. I know what you mean. We're going, right?
Sure.
They might make fun of you behind your back, but it'd be very brief.
I am now looking at the at a wiki style page for Mario Kart regional differences in French translation.
Wow, so, genius! Got that going.
Dry Bones is called Skellerex.
It's hard to top Dry Bones, but I'll put that on par.
It's pretty good.
Skellerex.
That's like King of the Skeletons.
He's called Skellerex.
Skellerex. King of Skeletons.
That's a promotion.
King of Skeletons.
Can you imagine? Yes, this is my uncle, King of Skeletons.
Fuck yes.
Old Uncle Skellerex. So we had a driver, a French guy, whose name was Randy.
Randy.
There's a French Randy. Je m'appelle Randy.
I've heard all the French are Randy.
That one? I found the one Frenchman who's 100% Randy. Because he is the driver who took me from Le Mans to the airport.
And took your heart.
He did, because he played TLC in the car.
My goodness. Full court press in there.
Yeah.
Putting it on thick.
Played some SWV.
Crazy, wow. Sexy, cool.
Don't let go.
Yeah. Well, like, he started with jazz, which I think was like, I was like, ah, you know, that's, sure, you're in France, the driver's going to play some jazz. Yeah. And he kind of kept inching the needle over and seeing how we were, you know, like, do they mind if I play some TLC? Like, no, man. Sure, be great. Randy, greatest dude in France. Just driving along, playing the R&B hits of the 90s.
Because he's working his way to En Vogue, obviously.
En vogue. To the Shutdown Fullcast.
That's a good one.
Allez.
Allons-y! Yes, I am Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Ryan Nanny, Jason Kirk,
hey.
Holly Anderson.
We.
And on the ones and twos, Michael Serber.
Michael
Sorbet.
Michael Sorbet.
Please. Michael so Sherbert.
Damn it.
Michael Sherbet. Just gonna start telling lies about France, being like, the most popular ice cream is rainbow sherbet.
Do you remember the first time you discovered sherbet and you were like, oh my god, ice cream can get even better? Like mm-hmm. ice cream is cool, and then there's this whole other shit called sherbet,
mm-hmm.
and it's better than ice cream. Do you remember that day? I remember that was a special day.
I remember that day. I remember being like, this stuff doesn't even register as a substance. It doesn't have calories. You can eat a whole bucket of it and it's fine.
I think
it doesn't feel gross like ice cream.
I think it's the colors that really do it. That you're Maybe. Really like, regular ice cream is boring colors.
Yeah.
This is like eating a highlighter. Let's go.
This is the Mountain Dew that's good for me.
I can put the entire spectrum of visible color into my intestines.
Rainbow sherbet? Come on, man. Ice cream can't fuck with that.
When I found out you could get the components of rainbow sherbet separately, oh, dude.
Damn. Deconstructed like, rainbow sherbet.
I thought I'd discovered an entire worldview. You're like, yo, maybe you're just a lime sherbet person. Boom. You can get an entire bucket of it. Because I think I came in at the point where they decided that it was a mainstream thing. So they're like, yeah, it's for the American market. You should just sell 4-gallon tubs of it. Yeah. Just 4-gallon tubs of lime sherbet.
Rainbow sherbet is also the egalitarian ice cream, because like regular ice cream, no matter the flavor, has like your discount version, your super fancy version, like there's a whole yeah. spectrum. Rainbow sherbet, it all looks
just comes in tub.
It all looks like it's all just tub. There is no fancy rainbow sherbet, and there is no particularly low-end rainbow sherbet either. It's the same for everyone. From prince to pauper, you get the same rainbow sherbet no matter who you are.
The treat yeah, of the people.
Same one.
Get you an ice cold mm-hmm. handful of equality.
You can't get the boutique. High, it's not like anybody's trying to upscale that, right?
Rainbow sherbet.
Yeah, like nobody has opened a boutique sherbet place in Hell's Kitchen no. called like Sherbet, no. right? Or no. Sherbet oh, okay. with a weird like misspelling, right? There isn't an app. Now.
There's not yeah, there will. There's not an $18 sherbetery in Austin.
Right, there will be, brother. We may have just spoken it.
I mean, they've done gentrified grilled cheese. They'll be on this.
I don't think it'll work, though. I think people will be like, fuck that. I want it in yeah. the tub. That's where it belongs.
Oh, you know what it is? You know what the move is? You know how you can tell these people apart, whether they're for the people or for not, if they call it sorbet.
Yes, sorbet then, yeah, is we're for not fancy down with that. People. But there isn't sorbet rainbow
is for
sorbet,
rich
is
folks
there?
On the other side of the tracks.
Rainbow sorbet no. doesn't exist. It's the Mm-mm. property of sherbet. It's the property of the people.
That's I right, think it's, once it's you Pride Month every month here in sherbet land.
I think it's once you serve it in an amount that could be described as fits in a softball glove at that length. yep. Right? Like, what is the scoop for rainbow sherbet?
Popcorn it's, bucket.
It is a shovel. It's like at least it's at least a gardening spade of some sort, right?
You gotta wash it.
Give
down
me a spade full, sherbet master.
Gotta wash it down with a squeezy tube of unfrozen liquid, just a shot of squeeze juice, little portable hose of red.
Yeah, that's the answer. I have the idea so I could get every artificial coloring in my body at once so that I shine with the power of the rainbow.
Do you think mm-hmm. the Isle of Capri knows that we have a garbage children's beverage that bears their name and is how most people in the United States like associate with their geography?
And it's like a kid's MRE.
I thought that was Lunchable, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, yeah, sure, yeah. But it's part of it. It's part of the kit. It's part of the survival kit of, like, I got a 9 a.m. softball game to get through.
One that has a brand loyalty that exceeds even hygiene or personal standards of, like, well-being, because there was a little TikTok boomlet of people cutting open Capri Suns and showing what was on the inside. And on the inside, occasionally, there were...
Seems wrong.
You know... I think probably particulates from the actual, like, ingredients of the Capri Sun that had settled over time, and or just dirt, you know, that got in there because no one's ever looking inside a Capri Sun ever.
Yeah.
No one's ever. They're opaque. Yeah. Right? I think at one point Capri Sun thought
they're modest and
realized. Yeah.
It's like it's like Ortolan. Like, you are not meant to look. You're not meant to behold what you're eating. I know that's not how Ortolan works.
What color is Capri Sun juice? You have no clue.
It's in my None. It goes from inside the package to inside my body.
That's right.
Same as me, therefore.
Can you imagine how unhinged it would look if somebody poured Capri Sun into a glass?
Glass? Would you like
I'd leave that
glass
house immediately.
Drained. Would you like Capri Sun on the rocks?
I want somebody to get a huge pair of pinking shears and come out, you know, cut it in half at the table and just pour it into a coffee cup Let's for see. You. You'd be like, that's the craziest person I've ever fucking seen.
I've just Googled Capri Sun cocktails.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got, yeah, sure.
But it only has 1 4-star rating.
No. There were people, and that's from me. There are people, though, in response to those TikToks who saw shit in their Capri Sun that they'd just been drinking, and they're like, makes me stronger.
Yeah, evidently.
It's got to be good for me. You know, fuck it. I'm still going to hit that packet.
They're called minerals for a reason.
You want to hear the Capri Sun cocktail recipe?
Yes.
1 Capri Sun. 1 ounce liquor. 1 lime reg. Let's fucking go. That's it.
All right. I've got my Baileys here.
Yeah. Was this cocktail recipe constructed by a sixth grader making, like, yeah, sure.
I saw mom and dad make this once.
Add liquor. What's an amount of liquor?
1 ounce.
All right, sure.
Yeah, let the spirit guide you. I don't know. Literally.
1 gallon liquor.
Yeah, bring back the YouTube lady, the generous bartender.
Yeah. Bring me So we're just going to add a little bourbon.
Even she cared what the liquor was, though. She wasn't just grab random bottle.
Grab Capri Sun.
Yeah. Grab Capri Sun. Which flavor? Yeah, fuck it. It doesn't matter. They're all the same.
Fuck it. I don't care.
Can you name a flavor of Capri Sun? I can't. It's Capri Sun.
Fruit. Capri Sun flavors ranked Reddit.
Yeah, search. Quick search.
That would imply that I would be choosy. Like, that's the other thing is there's because you can't see the insides, there's no point in being choosy about a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
According to r/nostalgia, the top is Pacific Cooler. Sure. What does that taste like? Uh-huh. Capri Sun.
Salt.
That is 100% something I will never, ever investigate. If I am handed a Capri Sun, I will just consume it instantly, maybe without even putting a straw in it. I might skip that.
Just going to eat it?
Yeah, you pop a hole with your tooth, right?
Like it's a big gusher?
What do you mean your tooth? Yeah, just a big gusher. You're not a narwhal.
What, you got more than one?
Yeah, for the moment, yeah. Check with me at the end of the summer. It's going to be pretty hectic.
All right, sure. So here's Spencer over here at a soccer game, shotgunning Capri Sun like a madman.
That's how we live, man.
Nobody
that's
would look twice. That's how we Nobody. Get through. They'd be like, get that in your body.
You're welcome at the Rainbow Sherbet table, buddy. Even you, deranged Capri Sun madman, can have Rainbow Sherbet.
It does
you
feel... Laugh.
I'm gonna go buy some right after this show. Like, I'm gonna go do the things I have to do this afternoon, and I'm gonna go buy the biggest, cheapest tub. Like, if one is like 8 pounds of Rainbow Sherbet, right, for $4.59, which I'm pretty sure is market price. Like, inflation has affected everything, but I bet Rainbow Sherbet steady, right?
Sure.
Like silver.
Thank you, Joe Biden, for gold. The Rainbow Sherbet subsidy.
Orange chemical costs the same.
Orange ain't going up. Orange is still cheap.
Is stable.
Green. Nobody wants green food, though, right? Like, I imagine at one point they were like, ooh, in the 1970s and the 60s.
That's me when presented vegetables.
Yeah, that's right. How's this? Inorganically green food, yeah. But nobody, like in the 60s and 70s, when it was like, hey, why don't we reconstitute food to make horrible mashes and molds of things that used to be other foods and make them look like other things? I bet like the green dye people were like, we've never been wealthier. Oh God, we're so powerful. Finally. And in the 80s, and in the 80s and 90s, when that fell off and people sort of wanted food that at least waved a hand looking like actual food, the green and orange people were like, oh God, the roof. God. I need to fix the roof. Thank God for Rainbow Sherbert.
The Ecto Cooler crash of 1989.
Yeah.
If we lose Sherbet and the river in Chicago, we're fucked.
There is somebody whose entire job is kept afloat by Chicago dumping shit in their river like they're the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. You need to keep the Nerds account. If we lose the Nerds account, it's over. It's over. Red, gone. Yellow division, gone. Laying off entire families.
Gray Rainbow Sherbet. That's what it's come to.
I'm not eating that. You'd call it winter slush. Grr. Winter slush.
Eat your grurt.
Yeah, eat your... What is it? That's just Gert Sherbert. Sherbert. Sherbert, the sludgy dessert for choosy, like, picky, but economical families.
That shit's more like, sure ain't.
Sure ain't. Come on, Rainbow, sure ain't. You can eat that for extremely homophobic families, right? Like, no, man, I ate that gray slush.
Yeah, sherbet's gone woke, yeah.
I'm not eating the woke sherbet. I mean, the sherbet that's the color tire slush. Like, I scooped it off the side of a road in Fargo.
We get the fucking red, white, and blue popsicles that are, you know, those. Yeah. One of the most famous there.
Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, let me tell you. You don't think you have a nationalism gene? You need to go abroad and see one thing that's super hyper-American.
Holly, do you have the thing that we got... that you sent to me about the man who encountered all the Batman ice cream? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Of course.
Okay. That was the worst way I could have set it up. I'm sorry.
That could go anywhere, brother. While she's looking at that, but let me tell you, if you're abroad and you see the big American Cadillac rolling down the racetrack, you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, USA! Hell yeah! Take that, you snooty little frog! You hear that? They're like, it's in sixth place. It's failing and losing time every day. And they're like, but it sounds
it's fucking
awesome.
Loud, ain't it?
Yeah.
This
it's letting everyone know, right?
And then this moment makes up for them having a McDonald's with world-class prime rib in it for no reason.
Exactly. You're like, it's McDonald's beating our ass. Oh my
Why does
God.
McDonald's have All right. a champagne fountain?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
This is last week. This is in one of those Reddit channels where people do confessions that are probably made up. I don't think this one is. Today, my husband bought an 18-pack of Batman ice cream bars. I'm so jealous of how happy they made him. Now, I've never seen these before. I assume they're like the Mickey ice cream bars, but with a Batman silhouette. I've never seen one. Anyway,
all here's
I just Googled it. It's I can't wait for you to Google it.
Oh my God! Yeah, that would make me so happy.
Wait, is it the Adam West Batman? Oh my God!
It's much more that.
It leans more Adam West. Yeah.
Okay. It looks like Bluey.
Okay, so now I'm gonna read the rest of this. This is gonna make a lot more sense. My husband works as a handyman and does odd jobs through the summer, and he did some work today near the company that manages or supplies local ice cream trucks. He went over and asked if he could buy a box of Batman ice cream bars, and they were happy to sell them. He was so excited when I got home today. He sang the old theme song to the Batman show as part of the reveal. When I mentioned that we already had ice cream, his immediate response was, "Babe, that ice cream is great, but it's not in the shape of the world's greatest detective."
Hercule Poirot?
To be clear, oh my God, give me an evil under the Capri Sun. To be clear, he didn't say it in a rude way, but in a "this ice cream looks like Batman and it's fucking awesome" way, two of his friends came over just to see the ice cream. I don't think anything has made me that kind of happy in a long time. Maybe it's a guy thing, or maybe it's a Batman thing. It's not a guy thing.
It's not a guy thing.
I can tell you that.
It is a Batman thing.
I think this lady might need to get her serotonin levels checked by a medical professional.
Yeah. That's incredible. You know what? I'm now, like, secondarily happy. for this guy.
Yeah,
I'm so glad he had this triumph.
Where can we get these, more importantly?
It looks like they're at, like, so this is a thing. The part about the homies coming over just to see. Yeah. This makes me wish there were fewer pictures on the internet. Because, like, when you know, as soon as, like, you know, you find out about these things and you look it up and you're like, oh, that's cool. What if you weren't able to do that? What if you had to know someone who had them and you had to go on a pilgrimage to experience them firsthand?
Okay, they're, so
much like the actual Batman. What if you couldn't just seek him out? You had to put up your signal and hope that he would
shine
know.
A light. Shine a light in the middle of the night. You shine the You do the shit. You shine the light, and you're like, ugh, I guess he's not coming. You turn around, and there is it. There it is.
This popsicle beats up the unhoused.
Okay, I've been looking for something, and you guys have to tell me if I made something else up. I feel like we've been to the alcoholic Capri Sun cul-de-sac before.
Mm-hmm. Where on this program?
We heard that we were making, and I can't find this in any previous, I was trying to figure out what episode it was, and I can't find it, which means someone on Reddit will find it for us in 40
Somebody
seconds.
Will.
But
Somebody
there
will.
Was an episode, I feel like there was an episode like 5 years ago where we were looking into the concept of someone had advertised, hey, adult Capri Suns, and we were thinking Capri Sun and alcohol in a pouch, and I remember being very confused as to how you get outside liquid into the pouch. And what it turned out people were actually doing was taking just bags of frozen fruit, cutting them open, and pouring vodka directly into them, and then just drinking out of that.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You would just buy like a
like a bag of frozen strawberries, and you just pour of, like, vodka mixed... directly into the
yes.
bag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would
straw
stick a straw,
in it.
And they would call it Capri Sun.
Yes.
Right.
Which
thereby risking
cares.
A lawsuit when they should yeah. have bought Capri Suns.
I don't think they're going to live long enough to be taken to court.
Yeah.
I think this is genius.
Yeah.
That
this thing I've
like,
evidently heard about before.
That feels like it was definitely a like pandemic
I
thing
feel,
where people were just like, fuck it, no laws. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no laws, Capri Sun, bag of liquor.
The like the waxing and waning ambitions during the pandemic, like, I'm gonna learn how to bake 9 types of bread.
Nope.
I'm drinking booze from a garbage bag full of fruit. Same day.
Still winning. Still winning.
Also
playing Animal Crossing.
Listen.
Holly, I feel like you're our show expert on this, and I hope you don't take offense to that. Isn't this just like Dirtbag Sangria that they're making? It's not Capri Sun.
Okay, Dirtbag Sangria has to have a wine component.
Oh, okay.
So if you would, if I were to do this just off the top of my head, I would take, and sometimes depending on how, like, I guess depending on your geographic proximity to PCB, you want a sparkling component. Like the Cheerwine Sangria that almost killed friend of the program, Burrito Brothers Shits, at our beach house in Jacksonville in 2012. Did we bring that story up at his wedding a couple months ago? Yeah.
So glad you asked.
He still gets really kind of gray when you bring that up. But if I were to make like a Kroger aisle sangria, I think I'd get like a bag of frozen raspberries. And you want to dump something really, you want to dump like something a little bit upscale to contrast the fact that you're pouring it into what's basically a garbage bag. You want to get some brandy or something.
Now it's classic.
Get some brandy and pour it in and then like top it off with sparkling wine.
Do it in a top hat.
But no, gas station brandy.
No, you got to keep it in the plastic bag. That's so boring.
Yeah.
Also, I'm wondering how, or maybe there's a funnel at work. The funnel would probably make the most sense because then you could close the straw around it. I'm wondering how they get the alcohol into the bag, but then reseal the bag to put the straw in, because this seems like it wouldn't take too long before your fine motor control would become a real issue.
I think I'm putting in an IV and then hooking it up, walking around with my IV stand.
I see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're scared of needles, intubate. No big deal.
It'll be fine.
Catheter.
Yeah, intubating is intubating, not terrifying.
Catheter or
You can drink my favorite emergency cocktail, the pit stop, where we pull in, right? Take the tube right up the keister, right?
Whoa!
make little whirring noises, pretending.
No. now we're getting into butt chugging, and that was a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Effective, too effective.
Hey, speaking of drinking.
Yeah.
And driving. How drunk do you have to be to get arrested for drunk driving in the Hamptons while famous?
I'm going to ask Billy Joel.
I'm going to ask Justin Timberlake.
It's true.
Does Justin Timberlake not have people? How
not
spectacularly
one.
Drunk was he for this to make the news?
It's very easy to find out that there's nobody who that you got nobody or that you're listening to
I mean,
nobody.
He should have nobody. He sucks, but
like frankly, Landon Donovan, you need someone in your life who's going to be like, hey, if you go on TV and you just got a hair transplant, they're going to be able to see it.
Lord, lift us up in prayer. Take all of Landon Donovan's tribulations, as somebody said on Twitter today, and give them to Alexi Lawless. Thank you.
Yeah, make him bald.
I would have put on like the Cyclops or the Jordy LaForge thing, and that would have completely covered up the hair.
Yeah, can I say something to Landon Donovan, who I know is listening out there, a longtime listener of the program?
Speak to him, please.
You were unusually blessed among our white brothers in that you have a shapely head.
Yep.
This is not something that, as I'm sure many of us know, I'm sure you've all shaved your heads at one point. This is not something that, as a people, is very common among our set. And he's got a pretty okay looking head. Just go with that, man. Why are you trying to put all this other shit on it? You're blessed with an unusually not weird looking head. There's no random like bumps or dents in it, and you played soccer for a long time. So that's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
congratulations
you could be
on all your success.
You could be a gloriously bald. Yeah, you could be a gloriously bald and beloved soccer player. Zinedine Zidane, saw him this weekend. Yeah. Man, yeah, chrome dome.
What was Zidane doing?
He was waving the French flag at Le Mans. I.e. the most French shit I've ever seen in my life, with the planes going overhead doing the red, white, and blue smoke, right? Like their version of the Blue Angels. Over, yeah. And everyone singing the La Marseillaise. Yeah, it's a very, 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 very French moment when Zidane is doing that.
Anyway.
Yeah. By the way, just Justin Timberlake, terrible service people. Deserve everything that's happening.
Legendarily
to you.
Memphis, legendarily shitty Memphis tipper.
Yeah. Bad tipper, bad with service people, going to hell. Just saying that. If that's you, straight down. Express elevator, alone. Buddy.
Memphis tipper would also be a good old timey coach nickname.
Memphis tipper is also an excellent rap name. They're both.
Can't still
right?
be like, tipping if you never begin to tip.
Yeah.
Now, if we Let's go tipper listen. Memphis, is that. I mean, that could also be a coach name.
That's,
but,
yeah. that's Tipper Gore's fighting name.
Oh, yeah. That's when she knows she means
business. In this corner.
That's when she's really mad about
video, weighing video in at games. Never ask a lady
R-rated
her weight.
Movies.
I don't know, now I feel like we're edging into Vanderbilt baseball player or two Pottery Barn couches territory.
Ooh, yeah.
By the way, I tried that game on my mom over the weekend while we were watching the College
that
World
game?
Series. Yes, and it turns out she is an absolute ringer, but from the other direction, because she's never heard of anybody playing baseball for Vanderbilt, but she has Pottery Barn catalog committed to memory word for word. And I would get one barely out, and she's like, that's not Pottery Barn. And the Pottery Barn's never had anything like that. I did not fool her once.
Because she doesn't play the game. She lives it.
Mm-hmm.
PB for life.
Was not familiar with your game, Mom.
Respect. Yeah.
You know who else's game I was unfamiliar with? I owe somebody an apology.
Go ahead.
I know that we've talked about this extensively on the show, and that I kind of stood alone in one corner. And if you know me in real life, you know that I'm never really not talking about the fact that Glenn Powell is not America's sweetheart and never will be. And I refuse all these PR campaigns telling me that he's a movie star now. I don't believe that I can be told by Access Hollywood that someone is a movie star. You either are or you are not. We don't decide this for you. And then I found out via TikTok that to this day, Glenn Powell's middle school has a rule that all the students have to carry clear backpacks, because when Glenn Powell was a student at that middle school, he released several thousand crickets into the cafeteria at lunch one day. And I talk about not being familiar with somebody's game. Sir, I apologize. You are America's sweetheart, and you are my sweetheart, as far as I'm concerned. And I wish you all success.
I didn't see this as being the thing that tipped the scales. I understand it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have predicted it.
This is literally all I know about him, other than everyone says he's a movie star. He's kind of got a weird capybara face, but now the cricket thing.
a weird thank you for getting me to imagine Glenn Powell taking a relaxing bath somewhere in the mountains of Japan. Right?
He would do that.
I would do that.
You're not, though.
I'm not, no. You're poor me.
Sweating your ass off in Atlanta, idiot.
Adding that idiot. To one of your many
dumbass.
Yeah, you were in France and now you're not. What the hell, man?
I can't be bitter about it, but I could.
What is the most coffee you drank in one 24-hour period while you were in France?
You're really going to make me do this.
I don't need...
When you were tweeting out stuff like, this one will fix me.
Yeah, like you made this a feature of your trip, not me.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. So here's the trick. You're sleep deprived before the race even starts because you got off a plane and you're already fucked up. And then you go and you try to see everything you can before the race. Because when the race happens, you're not going to see everything, right? There's a lot of people. It's hard to get around. So try to see everything. Go out, see everybody possible, talk to everyone possible, and then get up early and do it all again. So, and then you can't sleep because you're already sleep deprived. So I was probably on
empty. Go back to that last one. What?
Like,
you can't sleep because you're already.
Well, because you're already, first of all, you're already jet lagged. So your sleep schedule is totally off.
Okay.
Right? You're waking up when you normally wake up, which is 6 hours off normal time and trying to go back to sleep.
Okay.
And on top of that, you're doing French things like having coffee at 9 p.m.
Gotcha.
So there's also that. Over that 24-hour period of time, if I had to estimate how many shots of espresso I had, because they're being served in tiny little coffee cups.
Sure. Tiny. Yeah.
Tiny coffees. Little coffin nails, each one of them. How many did I drive into my personal casket over the course of 24 hours? I'm going to estimate somewhere between 12 and 15.
Why can't I sleep? It's surely because I'm already sleep deprived. God dang, dude.
Yeah.
Ryan's laughing. Jason and I are both just gravely concerned.
I'm just doing the math in my head, trying to calculate how many.
Spencer decides, what if Crank was real?
Dude, can you imagine? Listen, of all the built different scenarios in the world, putting Spencer in the Limitless movie?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I still wouldn't make money.
I know.
What did you apply your brain to? I am now the world's number one competitive warhammer player.
About Rainbow Sherbert.
Is that lucrative? Not at all.
It's very expensive.
I'm in the hole. Do you know how much of painted plastic I own, brother?
Tell them your latest.
Oh, which one? I'm sorry.
Your latest purchase.
So I bought plastic explosions so that when the table hits, I can put this down when something blows up so that it blows
up. That's fun.
You see,
it's like a cake topper for a bad wedding.
Yeah, it's for a cake topper. For
that should be a gender reveal.
So. It's a memento. It's a mighty deed was waged here. Spencer, the FDA recommends no more than 400 milligrams of caffeine in a day.
Yeah.
You roughly quadrupled that. Because you know why? Because you were not in their jurisdiction anymore.
I was not under the. I was
can't,
two
can't
fingers
fucking
up.
Can't find
the,
me.
Yeah.
The French are
FDA
are like,
French drink all day.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, fuck yeah. Coffee all day.
Wait, there's the exchange rate, though.
Find the defibrillator, yeah, me.
Exchange rate, so double it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And then the time zone.
Yeah.
And then the time
what,
change.
You,
that's what makes up
do
the
you want the
it.
Job done or not?
And yeah, it was hot, so you're probably sweating out everything that wasn't caffeine. Mm-hmm. So.
I will tell you, it was not hot.
Oh, okay. Oh. No, it was just sunny, but not hot.
Dig up, dude. We're trying to help you.
Nah, that's fine.
No, I'm not going to help myself. We're going to do a full honest accounting. And by the way, was this alternating with the ambient alcohol that just floats around?
Well, you got to balance it out.
Uppers and downers. You got to find perfect equilibrium.
You got to take the edge off, and then you got to take the edge off the edge.
You got to put the edge back.
No, I literally had people go, well, you just had a coffee. You should have some wine.
Balancing your humors.
These people, were they handsome?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They were handsome, therefore they were smart.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
You know what I bet you didn't have a single bit of during your trip?
Water?
Right, rainbow fucking sherbet, buddy.
Yeah, not one.
Yeah, now you're, home.
Not one. You're like, oh, look, the tartatin with the strawberries is delicious. And you're like, but do you have a gallon of rainbow sherbet that I can eat with a fork?
None of it's blue.
Yeah, none of this. I'm sorry. None of this is blue or orange. None
Let
of that.
Alone both.
Yeah. Como diton, satisfying tub of rainbow sherbet.
Eating it with a fucking wooden spoon.
Yeah, man. Eating it with a garden trowel because I can. Yeah. No, they didn't have any of that. But I was balancing it, so I probably had somewhere between 12 and 15 installments of caffeine combined with over the course of the race. Without feeling it, by the way, I probably had anywhere between 8 to 10 drinks.
Sure.
Like alcoholic.
So therefore, yeah, the caffeine wasn't hurting. Yeah.
So, yeah.
One and caffeine not huge, negates.
Not like a cocktail, right? But like a glass, it's probably like a demure glass of wine.
Yeah, caffeine and alcohol cancel each other out. So you had the daily recommended amount of caffeine, and that's all you had.
I was ready to go.
You're good.
Yeah.
Jason, are you sure you didn't go to an SEC school?
Everyone did, too. Like the professionals who were taking you along were doing that as well. The people running, you know, running the event were doing that as well.
That is sage advice also.
That's right. Just go along with that.
When in Rome, drink way too much coffee and wine.
When in Rome, see what them kidneys do.
That is how Rome works, as I understand.
That is. It's just my kidneys were days of thunder, right? Dropping the hammer. Cold out.
Which organ in your body is Robert Duvall?
Spleen.
Which one of them? That would be the one that has sense and experience. So none of them? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, your Probably spleen has experience.
Yeah. Do you ever just think, like, my liver's had it easy for a while? It's time for you to pull your weight around here.
Yeah, come on. You're the biggest organ in the body. You're just sitting taking up all that blood.
Is this like when, like, in his Trailblazer years, when Carmelo Anthony would randomly have, like, a 28-point night, you'd be like, oh, shit, he's still got it!
Yeah.
Mellow back!
He can't do that again for 2 weeks, but he's got it!
It's the D-Rose 50-point game, right? Yes. Like, it's just so happy to be back. It's
fucking Kobe's retirement game out of nowhere. There goes my liver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Liver taking 62 shots to get 62 points. Yeah.
Because that's what the French were doing, so it's fine.
It is what the French would do.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh. There are a lot of things that I think should translate. Like, there are so many things where I, you know, being American, I'm like, that's a nice idea. I'm going to steal it. So many things that would optimize my personal experience, both as a human, but also a college football fan. Like, the train thing. Train thing is still, like,
concept,
you know.
Of trains.
Using them? Having them?
Using them? Having them? Having the high-speed train?
Whoa, wait. Breaking news, everybody. For the first time in recorded history, Spencer, an American, has gone to Europe and said, whoa, trains are great. Nobody else has ever had
Nobody
this
else
reaction.
Has done that. I'm the first. Every time a train map gets published, you know, college football Twitter and beyond will go like, oh man, we should run these between Tuscaloosa
and
New Orleans.
Starkville.
Yeah. The high speed train from Tuscaloosa.
People say that.
They are in 10 minutes.
Think of the cost baseball travel.
$3 billion.
Once the conductor is like, you can't bring a cooler full of shrimp on the train, people are like, fuck this, back to cars, trains suck.
What you could bribe the conductor with a gallon of rainbow sherbet, and he'd go, "Huh?
Found Randy's weakness.
I have seen nothing.
The rainbow that greases the wheels.
I lived without color before this.
Oh my god!
Now my heart shines with the power of the spectrum.
Balloon. Just pointing at the rainbow sherbet in the sky.
Take the most Engels ass rainbow sherbet we got. Ship it to someone rich in France. Tell them it's expensive and see if they will lie and claim that the orange tastes different from the green. What a cornucopia flavor.
Just Emmanuel Macron eating it on camera going, oh, ça c'est le plus fantastique.
I think I like the hot pink the most.
This would be a downgrade in news for what's been happening in France in real life. This may actually be a welcome gesture at this moment.
Yeah. What's France up to?
France is going through it a little bit.
Tearing its hair apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have the parliamentary system, so when the coalition of parties governing
France's entire center right coalition, which is very large, has just been like, hey, maybe the far right's not so bad.
So that government is on the verge of collapsing and new elections.
Yeah, that sounds relatable.
Which we can.
Where'd they get that idea?
Which you know, we're over there and we're like, hey, man, you know what we're up to. So,
and at one point, wasn't the like leader of the far right party like barricading himself in his office? And
yeah. Oh no. This was the leader of the center right.
Of the center right party.
Who after he was like, you know, Marine Le Pen's not that bad, and everyone was like, what?
But that's her whole thing.
Yeah. And in order to like the rest of the Republican Party leadership, or what passed for the Republican Party leadership in France, basically put out a statement that was like, this guy doesn't speak for us. And he was like, yah-huh, and locked himself in his office.
Mm-hmm. And they had to find like,
they're having a super American couple of weeks. It's got to be embarrassing.
Good news. The Olympics are just in like,
yeah, the Olympics are there. Is everything ready?
I'm sure.
Never. No Olympics has ever been prepared for.
No. The most important preparation one can make is of the heart. And no, we are not ready. Not there yet.
I have a couple of friends who were over there, and I have not heard either one of them describe the infrastructure situation there without using some form of the word nightmare.
This is the French condition, by the way, that where they are in Europe, there's a lot of Latin timing with like Teutonic expectation of efficiency. Like they know that something should be efficient and they feel a real pressure for it to be logical and informal and like all those things. And they can't deliver on it. Like the Pink Panther is real, where it's like, we're going to have a serious police investigation and somebody falls face first, you know, like slipping on a banana through an enormous cake.
Yeah.
Like that is the most, like any public environment, they're like, this is a very formal toll road and you need to line up at the tolls. And if you go to the toll road, everybody's trying to jam through the same three. Like there's just,
they're Germany's sibling who likes sunbathing more than like factory spreadsheets.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're the ones who came up with like Cartesian logic, but also the south of France exists. So like, you know, this should be très logical, but I'm going to buy a sports car and I'm going to drink too much. Like there's a lot of that. There's always like wherever you go in France, there's always a flustered official who is either given up to the universe, right? Like, I don't care. Take the crosswalk. Do whatever, you know? And it's just obviously like, life is shit.
I think it's sweet that the French have a Godfrey. They got their own. So, that's nice.
So we had a driver, and we like at one point this guy was driving.
This is not Randy.
No, this is not
Randy. I still can't believe you had a French Randy. My God.
No, this guy was Italian, and it was great because he goes up to this French guy.
An Italian somehow.
Italian driver.
The parking lot that we're trying to get into, right? And these British ladies in front of us kind of just talk to this guy for a while, and we're like, what's going on? And the guy goes, and just lets them in, right? And the Italian guy drives up to this French, like, sentry and goes, I am her brother. I am following her. And he goes like, fuck it. Just lets him in. It's supposed to be like security, like actual security for this. He's just like, no.
It's a good thing Anthony Mackie wasn't there.
Yeah. And he and he gets out and he looks at us and goes, that was Italian shit.
Now I want to see French Death Star, where it's just like, whatever. Yeah.
No,
eventually the garbage monster comes for
us. It's half completed forever. The French Empire unions are on strike the whole time. They don't actually ever get the laser up there.
Yeah, it's like 1/10 done, and it's all just like it's a symbol of sadness.
Everyone is smoking, just sitting Look, with
the
their,
French
their
filmed in black and white,
pants dangling off girders.
So the most
August is when we go to the forest moon.
The most French thing in Star Wars is the pursuit of Han Solo by a bounty hunter, because I know there's this whole behind the scenes thing where they have a staff meeting and they get together and all of the people who are not Darth Vader are like, yes, Lord Vader, our men will find them. Our guys, we will, are regular soldiers. We are efficient enough to find them. We will not. Do not hire bounty hunters. It is not possible. There will be a ban for hiring bounty hunters. Nobody will hire a bounty hunter. 5 minutes later, it's like, okay, guys, welcome, bounty hunters 1 through 8.
Bosk, my man!
Yeah, Bosk, bring it in, buddy. Like, you know, if like the officers are sitting there like, Dad, just pay them. Don't tell me. just don't. I don't. Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Get the pension and leave. That would be the most French thing, is if they'd had this whole meeting beforehand where they're like, it is not possible to find them. We will find them ourselves. And then they bring in like 8 mercenaries and they're like, we pay in cash. Do not tell anyone.
All right. So I derailed you. Accidental punter.
Like a train.
You want to bring trains to college football.
Well, everyone says that, right? Like they're like, oh man, that high speed rail. Well, if only we had a railway from Tuscaloosa to New Orleans so we could go to LSU games. You're like, you do.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
You're not gonna it.
Yeah. You're gonna have to. You can do that right now. Nothing's stopping you, right? Bama fans have done that for years. That go on the train, take Amtrak down, you know, and rent a car or get a shuttle to Baton Rouge for the game. So like that's already kind of real.
Do you want
but
the
having road
of a YMCA changing room filled with Bama fans?
Mm.
And no air circulation.
Yes, and low air circulation. Oh. But hey, get you a bag of chips at the bar car, which is not really even a bar car. Not a proper bar car, damn it.
Do you think you can take Amtrak? I think you could take Amtrak from, like, if you're like, okay, we're Cal. I'm a Cal fan, and we're going to NC State. I think you could do it. I think you would have to leave like a full week and a half ahead of the game.
I can tell you how. You take the California Flyer or whatever, uh-huh. Right? The Pacific Flyer. You take it down to LA.
Yeah.
Transfer there, take the one that basically follows I-10
uh-huh.
all the way across, and I'm gonna like we can play this game because we can look this up live.
Yeah.
I think it would take you.
I'm gonna say 27 hours.
I'm gonna say 36.
Okay.
I think it would take you a full 36 hours to do this.
Now, driving from Berkeley to Raleigh, actually, you could do almost all of that on I-40. So once you get down to 40 from Berkeley, that's a straight shot almost. And that's like 4 days of I-40. I'm talking about if you're driving like 8-10 hours a day.
I typed Berkeley to Raleigh train in Google Maps, and it is like crunching. It's like, hang on, bear with me.
Amtrak doesn't want to give me anything for it. Mm-hmm. Amtrak is just like, okay, so Berkeley to Raleigh, no, we don't do that.
I'm going to give you, I can do this approximately.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't.
Google says 41 hours.
41 hours. Yeah, it was, you cut
Google says on train, 3 days.
You're going to want to take the, you take the 5 down from Berkeley to the 40, and then you cut all the way across to North Carolina, and then you do a little hitchery-do.
So, with mixed service on the dates that I just randomly chose.
No shit.
Which is like tomorrow to, or not tomorrow, but like next Wednesday to the following Wednesday. 88 hours and 35 minutes.
Okay. Can't
well,
be done.
To Charlotte.
So, okay. That's only to Charlotte?
That's only
Do
to Charlotte.
Do you remember how far apart Raleigh... People don't realize how big North Carolina is. Raleigh is like... I'm exaggerating, but not much. Raleigh's like 6 hours away from Charlotte. Speaking of Raleigh...
I was going to say, there it is.
Da-da-da.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless, and GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Spencer, do the music. Do it in French, though.
Do it in French. Do it in French.
Musique de podcast.
Entreprise du podcast. Entreprise du podcast. Entreprise du podcast. C'est fantastique. Entreprise du podcast. Seulement en français.
Fancy espressos.
Deux espressos. Tres espressos.
All right. On August 24th. At the Rialto in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Rialto! I can't do the accent.
Rialto. We are part of the Sports Podcast Festival featuring Cerber, the Hand of the Dirt Boys, and the OGs. And tickets are still available for this bad boy. You can just look, Google Sports Podcast Festival Raleigh. You will certainly find it that way. It's also on the merch site, pre-owned airboats. There is a start time of 2 o'clock, which we think is still not when the actual start time is, because I'm pretty sure that would be in the middle. Well, no, maybe the Ireland game will be over by then. That's a fun thing that we're going to have to wrangle with in real time. But we'd like to see you. We hope you come out. If you can't make it to that show, Jason, what should people do?
October 3rd in Birmingham, Alabama. We are one of the very first events of Furnace Fest this year. You don't need a ticket to Furnace Fest to get in, but you do need a ticket to get in our thing. Birmingham, Alabama at Workplay Theater. We're probably going to do Music Disasters there. It's a music festival, in case you missed it. And those tickets are, again, just Google it, like Chateau Fullcast Furnace Fest. I'm sure you'll find it. Pre-owned airboats.com. We always link to our tickets, sales. Places there, and we're playing popcorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pass it to somebody.
Serper.
A killer answer at the Winston-Salem Pride Festival this Saturday, June 22nd. We'll be playing.
Did you confirm that you're playing at it?
Yeah, we finally got confirmation of that. We'll be playing at 12:25 ish, so like noonish. And then we'll also be playing on June 29th at Reboot in Winston-Salem and July 6th at the Flatiron in Greensboro. So that'll be really fun. Listen to Hand in the Dirt and Holly.
There's a new Zelda game where you can play as Zelda?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was reading Nintendo Direct while y'all were doing other things.
I showed it to my kid, and she was like, "This looks like Zoom Zooms." it's back to cutesy art.
I'm more interested in the Among Us update. Luigi's Mansion is way harder than a game featuring Luigi should be, just in general.
Holly, if I wanted to hear Brian Floyd's opinions on this trip he took with Spencer, not just Spencer's, where would I go to find those?
We had Floyd and Spencer posting daily audio diaries from Le Mans that are up on Channel 6 right now, available to our $10 and $100 tier subscribers. There's also going to be some actual written content and whatnot about Le Mans that is going to be dropping later this week. And if you like this format, well, good, because there's at least one other big international trip that we have coming up this summer, and this is kind of the format we're going to be operating in. We're going to be posting daily audio or video diaries, and then having the bigger pieces drop when we get back, so we have time to, you know, like, sit and think and stew about them. But you guys get good content while we're there. You can yes. sign up right now, and in fact you should, because it is approaching the third anniversary of this thing that is somehow now our primary source of income. That's terrifying. Please buy a subscription so that we don't have to have bosses.
Yes, please do. That is the case, by the way, that, yeah, it is June 18th as we record this, coming out on the 19th. I will be leaving again for the beautiful nation of Mongolia to attend. Yes, for Sphere.
Taking another Brian.
This time it'll be me and Brian Phillips.
Fancy Brian. Not like,
double.
I think
like
you're fancy,
like Brian, like Brian at Cornetto.
Yes.
right.
Delight. By the way, already a delightful travel companion, because when
he
you call somebody up,
own, how many ascots is he packing?
I hope all of them. Okay. I don't think you can have enough ascots when taking to the high altiplano of Central Asia. What a great travel partner when you call somebody and you say, "Hey, do you want to go to Mongolia?" And within like no look, he was like, "Yes." It was like 3 seconds. He goes, "I have to check. Hold on." But yeah, but the yes came out before "I have to check." "Do you want to go to Mongolia?" Yeah. Sounds fine.
You ask if he wants to, not if he should or can.
Yeah. And he said yes immediately. So shouts out to Brian for that. Respect. Endless respect for going ahead and just saying yes and then worrying about the rest at a later date.
Obviously, I don't want to spoil too much, but Spencer has shared the itinerary with some of us for this, and it includes something that just says "night with wrestlers." And I asked Spencer, "What is night with wrestlers?" And his response was, "I don't know." So I'm very excited to see how this all goes.
Was this booked by the wrestlers?
Unclear.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You know as much about it as I do.
It's like I think it's like your, it's like a Den of Lions kind of thing, but with wrestlers.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Last man standing. I just got to John Wick this whole thing.
No,
yeah.
You befriend them all.
Oh, I have to best them. Yeah.
In friendship, yes.
Yes. That's right. It's Mortal Kombat, but for friendship.
Of the heart.
Yeah.
Friendship.
I saw that, though, and he's like, "What is night with wrestlers?" And I immediately heard,
"We make love."
listen, if that's what it is, that's fine.
I mean, I guess.
Listen, happy pride, first and foremost. Second of all, like, what you do on vacation with other consenting adults is totally up to you.
Nice.
Wrestlers.
Hey, listen, the last thing I want the red, white, and blue to be known for is being an unselfish lover.
No,
okay?
Night with wrestlers. Wrestlers for money.
Talk about a Monday night
Raw.
Do
what you want me to do, because you're very scary. Yes, going to be there for Nadam, which is the festival of the three manly arts. That would be wrestling, archery, and open country horse racing, where they just do like open range horse racing, where they race from point A to point
B. Which one are you doing?
Are you worried at all about getting on a horse?
I'm not going to do any of it.
Why not?
You're wrestling.
I don't understand. You went to France and it was all like, "Oh, we're drinking coffee all the time. We're drinking wine. I'll play along." But you're going to go to Mongolia? You're not going to do anything there?
You know, I will be asked to wrestle. Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
they're going to do it. And if I am asked, I will serve.
You're going to wrestle a horse.
Yeah. Now, of course, they're going to have like this whole like pseudo like this. It's some more similar to Greco-Roman wrestling, right? I'm going to come out there. I'm going to have flame pots, fireworks.
I assume you're going to be dressed like Big Boss Man, frankly.
Yeah. I'm coming out like Randy, Macho Man Savage. Randy, Macho Man Savage.
Savage.
Yeah, Savage.
You listen to me.
They're like, "This isn't wrestling. What the fuck?"
Entrance music and shit.
That's the man who brought AEW to Mongolia.
The fourth manly skill, Mike Skills.
Promo.
Yeah, then the fifth is like flamboyance.
Drop a promo on him, Genghis.
He did. They were pretty short, but they were effective.
You listen to me, Analchuk.
Effective might work by the big guy, I think. When he said shit, people usually... Actually, terrible mic work, because when he said shit, there usually wasn't a fight. They were just like, no. Nope. The event's called off.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
That's he's like really the worst promo in history when you put it like that. This Sunday Sorry. At whatever. Nope, there ain't gonna be a whatever. Nope.
Yeah.
You're not gonna see me there.
I'm sorry, Persia was unable to make the SummerSlam due to injury. It occurs to me my travel schedule this summer sounds a lot like Ric Flair's weirdest and drunkest night on the mic, right? Like, everywhere I've been, everywhere I've been, they've respected me. Ulan Bator, Paris,
Indianapolis,
Le Mans, Raleigh, Indianapolis.
But not Las Vegas to see the Sphere, to see Ted and Co. at the Sphere.
Man.
No, don't you man me.
Don't you man me. We had a reader volunteering to get you hooked up.
I know. And if he's listening, I'm very sorry. I'm trying to
listening.
Squeeze all
he's
this shit in.
He's a listener. This is going the way of your fucking beer bet.
They all know this way.
Listeners at home, well, except for the fucking tattoos, which is the weird part. Yeah. The ones that he follows through with are the ones that he can't ever get away from.
I wanted to thank you guys for the moment of accuracy in describing my unusually high hit rate on getting flights and making flights. Thank you for that. It was an honest account.
What are you talking about?
On last episode.
You listened to the show?
I did listen to the show.
He had a long flight. I
traitor.
We said several things.
You did. But they were all accurate. It was all fair, so I appreciate the fair and balanced nature of my.
He's trying to distract
there.
Us from him calling him out for not paying off any of his bets.
No, is. Facts are facts. I'm behind in my accounts.
Okay.
100%. And in order to help me, you should subscribe to Channel 6. Put me ahead of my accounts. Yeah. So that I am even more obligated than I already am to complete all of these. Goals.
Think about it as supporting me. No, that won't work either.
This seems like how you get people to reinvest in a pyramid scheme.
Support Floyd.
Yeah, support Floyd. Yeah. And
support Brian Floyd.
Brian's Floyd. And all
multiple
Brian's. Support all Brian's.
Support
Ryan
Wrestle
was,
Night.
Was recently on Channel 6, and that just reminds me that I owe you money.
Ryan is just a Brian who can't get it all there. If you think
Whoa.
About it. Yeah.
Hey, we're getting a new Donkey Kong Country game. I will be disappearing on January 16th and will not be back for about 16 hours.
That's fair.
However long it takes me to get through this game.
Is that during the college football playoff?
Oh, God damn it! I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Is this the year where the playoff finally hits my birthday? I'm going to be so mad.
Okay, if it comes out on the 16th, you have 4 days until the national championship is played on January 20th.
Okay, that's good. I hope no one is expecting me to do anything, but
I think you'll be fine.
In this house, we honor the Donkey Kong Country,
mm-hmm.
and keep to the old ways.
Does this conclude?
I hope it's better than Tropical Freeze because that sucked.
Yeah, I think we can wrap.
It's a ridiculous name.
Yeah,
it's a stupid game. Did you play that one?
I mean. Well, no, but it sounds delicious, but it does not sound...
It sounds like Capri Sun is what it sounds like.
Sounds like a freaking delicious soda or a beverage of some sort, but it does not sound like a video game about primates.
It was not a satisfying video game experience.
Tropical Freeze sounds like the French translation of Rainbow Sherbet.
Mm. Tropical Freeze. Le frisson de la tropique.
How does it make
so
cold?
Hold on. Yeah.
They got colonies for that.
Il neige. Entreprise du podcast, c'est fini.
Thank you.
Okay, we finished that segment.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good job.
I had to get out of gear before I just start doing the French Canadian announcers from Shorzy.
Randy,
jouez la TLC. Je ne vous parle, Scrubs.